This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وpraise due to Allah رب العالمين for sending all the young children to join us in our prayer. They are young in age, alhamdulillah, but they have memorized a lot of the word of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Firstly, we like to thank the parents who have been so supportive to the children to send them to memorize the Quran, read the Quran, and they can lead us in our prayer. May Allah make our children who have memorized the Quran righteous children. Ameen. So that they can help us in the future. They can save us from hellfire. Our Prophet did mention in one of the hadiths, the general meaning of the hadith, that in the day of judgment, some of the parents who was not qualified to go to paradise because of the sins that they have committed. But then Allah Rabbul Alameen command them to go to paradise. This was a big surprise for the parent. So the parent asked Allah, how can they go to paradise because they know they are not qualified? So Allah informed them, it's because of the prayer from your children. Righteous children is the best asset for parents. If you can make them, motivate them to be inclined to the deen. You know, the deen of Islam is not like the deen of any other religion. And that is why in Ramadan, almost every night, one of the imam who is leading the witr prayer will not forget to recite two important surah, short sweet and it's very solid. This is the SSS, short, sweet and solid. Number one is to remind us, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, to remind us that if you are a Muslim, you are going to encounter another group of people who are not yet a Muslim. But you don't have to go in front of them and say, ya kafirun. No, no, don't do that. Yeah? It's just a reminder to yourself that you are a Muslim and you have another group of people who choose not to be a Muslim. Now, a kafir is not a person who do not know what is right and what is wrong. It's just that they refuse to follow what is right. That's why you say ingkar. The Malay say ingkar. Meaning you know you have been instructed, been commanded to do this, do that. You are having the knowledge. You have the knowledge, but you refuse to follow. We have to say to them, to ourselves, remind ourselves, for them, they are going to worship what they want to worship, and we are not going to worship like them. And they will have their own way to worship. We are not going to follow their way. At the end of the day, we said to them, "Lakum dinukum waliyadin." The Muslim have their own way of life, where the not yet Muslim have their own value and their own way of life. Neither they want to follow us, then why should we follow them? But the Prophet did mention one of the sign of the hour. If there will come a time we are going to follow the footstep of the disbeliever, step by step, until they will fall into the lizard hole and we will also follow them. Then the companion is a bit suspicious about this saying, because the Prophet never said who. So they just ask the Prophet, "Are we following? Do you mean the Yahud Nasara?" Then the Prophet, in other saying, said, "If not them, then who?" It so happened we love to follow other people's way, where other people don't love to follow our way. And our way is the way of Allah Rabbul Alamin, Siratul Mustaqim. This is the Suratul Kafirun. Suratul Quluhu Allah Al-Ikhlas is to strengthen our aqidah. Anybody can come with their own way of understanding God. People may say God is like this, God is like that. To us, we say there's only one true God. Qulhu Allahu Ahad. This God that we all believe don't depend on anybody. He don't need anybody's help. Everyone, every creation depend on Him. Allahu Samad. Neither you can say God has a father or God has children. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. And nobody can say God look like this. Anybody say that God came in this form, that is not the God that we believe. This is man-made gods. Man-made gods, they try to imagine God in their own way. That God have an image. And they said, according to their book, that Adam was created in the image of God. And some Muslims also start to believe in this statement. Based on one hadith, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ Adam بِسُورَتِهِ. The Prophet did mention in the authentic hadith, Allah created Adam, and then Allah said, بِسُورَتِهِ, with the image of Adam. They translate this meaning into the image of God. No. If Allah can create anybody who look like Him, then Allah don't have to say laysa kamithlihi shay, there's nothing similar to Him. Walam yaqul lahu kufuwan ahad, nothing can be like Allah. None of the prophet have seen Allah. In the time of Moses, when he was calling his people to Allah, and Allah give Moses the miracle of the walking stick, his stick, and the miracle that he can, yeah, with the will of Allah. What did the Moses do about the Red Sea? Yeah, he split the Red Sea into two. Allahu Akbar. Now, they witnesses all this miracle, but when Moses remind them of Allah, they said, "We will not believe in your God until we can see Him with our naked eye." See how ungrateful and unthankful human can be sometimes. Allah showed them all the miracle. So when Moses went up to the hill, and when he received the Torah, the Ten Commandments, Moses did ask Allah, "Can Allah appear and let him see him?" Allah called him to look at his side, towards the hill. He collapsed. Only the like of Allah descend, he collapsed. Abraham alayhi salam asked Allah, "Can you just let me see you?" Allah asked him, "Don't you be no, I do believe in you, but just to strengthen my heart." Did Allah appear? No. Allah called him to take four types of birds and chop this bird into pieces and mix up all the pieces, and then put them at four hills, and now you hold their heads and you call them back to you with my name, with the name of Allah. That's all. So nobody can say that Allah looked like someone. No, He don't look like any one of us. Do Allah have a face? What do we say? Do Allah have a face? Allah said, yes, He have a face, but His face don't look like you, don't look like me. When can we see Allah? Insha'Allah, when you enter Jannah. When you enter Jannah, Allah is sure to appear and then allow us to see Him. The minute we see Allah in the Day of Judgment, when we are in Paradise, we forget, and we forgot all the delights of Paradise. Yeah? It's like the Malay word, they say, if something that you eat is so tasteful, so tasty, to the extent that there's one proverb in Malaysia, apa? Pak Mentua lalu tak nampak. Something like, I don't know if it's right or not. They say that your in-law just walk in front of you, you can't even see. You forget about your in-law because you are so involved with the food. It's so tasty that you just forget everything. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, tonight, our qiyam was led by two young children. We consider them as our children. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. From time to time, we are going to encourage the young people to come forward. And also, there's another young children who recite Surah Rahman. And from time to time, we will do this exercise, inshallah. Now, it's very important for us to understand why Allah Rabbul Alamin want us to have yaqeen in Allah. Yaqeen is very important, not just believing in Him, but you must have yaqeen. Now Allah Rabbul Alamin did say in one of the hadith Al-Qudsi, I've shared this hadith before, but it's good to remind ourselves again. It's from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqulu Allah ta'ala. This is how hadith Qudsi will sound like. First, the companion will narrate it, that the Prophet said, Allah said. Then you know it is hadith Qudsi. Ana عند ظن عبدي بي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا زَكَرَنِي فَإِنْ زَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِي زَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَإِنْ زَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئِ زَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئِ الْخَيْرِ مِنْهُمْ وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ صِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ زِرَاعًا وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ زِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ خَرْوَلَهُ. Hadis riwayat Bukhari wa Muslim. Yesterday, last night, our scholar, Ibrahim Makati, shared with us about love. Five group of people, not only five, but only he managed to share with us five. There are more. And one of them is those who are very kind and like to do a lot of righteous deeds. Now this hadith Abu Hurairah is quoting that our Prophet said, Allah said, I am in accordance with the thoughts of my slave about me. Now this is a very important sentence. Ana inna zanni abdi bi, I will react according to how my servant think about me. If he have yaqeen that I'm going to respond to their prayer, I respond. But if they have waswas, then Allah will just leave it for a while. You must have yaqeen in whatever you do. Like sometimes people may ask you, do you believe that your prayer will be accepted by Allah? What are we going to say? Sometimes there are Muslims who are so naive, I don't know. This is not a good answer. You must have the faith, yes, inshallah, with the will of Allah, because I'm doing the best. I've given the best, and Allah have said to us that He will never ignore what we have done sincerely for Him. And He know how sincere you are. People may not know, but Allah, He have all the knowledge about why you do this, what are you doing. All is in the knowledge of Allah. Now it's important to have yaqeen when you pray to Allah. You know the Prophet said, before iftar, don't forget to call upon Allah, make dua. But you must have yaqeen. A lot of people, they are dua, and they are not sure. Allah don't like you to have that doubts in Him. Because He has said, Ana inna zanni abdi bi, I will go according to the, what? To the feeling, to the thoughts my servant have towards me. If you say Allah is far, okay. Allah say I'm near to you, but you cannot feel that Allah is far. Allah said, Ud'uni astajibu lakum, He call upon us, call upon me, so I respond to your call. But when this is something that you must have patience, leave it to Allah. This is important. You must have yaqeen. You must be positive. A lot of people sometimes are not sure. No. You must be sure. If people ask you, are you a Muslim? What are you going to say? I'm not sure. How can you say I'm not sure? At least you say, yes, I'm Muslim. Call her innani mina muslimin. You have all the right to say, yes, I am a Muslim. Because Allah said, you should say, I am a Muslim. The only thing that you may not just claim, I am a mu'min. You cannot just claim that. Because it happened in the time of the Prophet. This is what happened in the time of the Prophet. It's not you. I've quoted that. It's from the Arabs. The first generation. They said, قَالَتِ الْعَرَبُ آمَنَّا. They said, we are believer. Allah said, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Tell them, you are not yet a believer. Walakin kulu aslamna, it is sufficient for you to say, I am a Muslim. The other status, level, leave it to Allah. And I'm with Him. when he remembers me. Allah promised us, when you remember Allah, he will be with you. And the best way to remember Allah is how, brother and sister? What is the best way to remember Allah, brother and sister? Yeah? Some say zikr. What is the best zikr? Yeah, there is a word, La ilallah is the best zikr. But if a person says La ilallah 1,000, 100,000 times, 1,000,000 times, but he don't pray, what do you think? It's okay? Yeah, sometimes you have people who make zikr only Allah know how many zeros. Until the end, it ends with zero. Yeah. Why? Because Allah said, aqim salah li zikri. The best form of zikr is to establish the prayer, aqim salah. And that's why we cannot claim that I am a practicing Muslim if you don't pray. You can't. And that's why we remind all our children, how busy you are, wherever you are, don't forget Allah. Meaning, don't forget to establish your prayer. If the not yet Muslim pray once a week, how about we also once a week? We are different than them. There's another group only Sunday, another group Saturday, another group Friday. How about the other days? Other days up to you. But a Muslim, they perform their prayer every day. Yeah? We pray every day. There's a difference between we and them. Now Allah said, I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, Allahu Akbar, I also remember him in my heart. How the heart of Allah? You leave it to Allah. If he remember me in a group of people, like here, we are here in a group, that's why we remember Allah, we perform our qiyam together, we stay on to listen to the tazkirah. Allah said, I will remember him in a better group. That means Allah will remember all of us with the angels of Allah. And that's what is important. When the angels of Allah also remember us, inshallah, all of us will be protected. Because the angel can see things that we can't see. They are ghaibiyya. We are not ghaibiyya. But some Muslims always ghaib from salah. Yeah. They are very good. Yeah, when come to prayer, they disappeared. And they also ghaibiyya. If he draw near me by the span of palm, I draw him by a cubit. Allah is trying to tell us, yeah, how Allah respond to us. If he come near to me by a cubit, I draw near to him by the space covered by two hands. If he walk towards me, I go to him running. Allahu Akbar. This is how Allah expressed the closeness of Allah to us. The only thing for us to do, make sure that when we establish our prayer, when we remember Allah, we remember him in the best manner. That's why every night I keep on reminding all of Jama'ah, make sure that the saf is straight, make sure that the saf is closed to each other, make sure you follow the imam in the right manner with full adab. Why? Because you cannot get close to Allah without follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam command. And the saf is the command of the Prophet. Adab following the imam is a command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot take it lightly. It happened in the time the Prophet, the people take it lightly in the beginning. That's why the Prophet reinforced this statement. Remind them again and again. But I believe all of us who have been with us from day one, you have been hearing me every night. As long as I'm here, you'll hear my voice. You like it or not, you just have to hear. Yeah. But I'm not here to just bother you, no. I'm just here to remind those who just walk in, who just join us, because there is always some new brothers, new sister may join us, yeah, in one of the night. Only Allah knows. But if we don't remind them, then they won't know. That's why we have to remind them. So for those who have been listening to my reminder, please bear with me. Yeah. Bila lagi Ustaz nak berhenti? InsyaAllah. When Allah said to me, berhenti, I berhenti. And Allah said, enough, enough. But on and off, I do see some new people coming in. Yeah? So, I grab the opportunity. And your patience will be rewarded by Allah Rabbul Alamin. Now, if I can do it every night, I hope that when you go home, when you pray in the daytime with your friend, you also must remind them. When you pray with your colleague in the office, remind them about the Saf. Everybody keep on reminding, keep on reminding. We don't know. One day, suddenly, every masjid people are performing prayer with the Saf that is straight and they stand connected. Allahu Akbar. Just because we are making this wirid always, Saf, Saf. But this Saf has been reminded by all the imam, but because there's no reinforcement, people don't change. Here, I just put some pressure a bit. But alhamdulillah, the imam also have been very patient with us. Some imam don't care. Saf, Saf, Allahu Akbar, it's up to you. Then I cannot help you. And that's why I have to negotiate with the imam. Please. Give us some time, wait for my signal. If the imam says, I am the imam, why must I wait for you? Khalas. When the imam takbir, it's too late for me to say, Saab, stands, check yourself, I can't do anymore. I tashwish, I create a lot of disturbance. But our imam is very, very patient. And that is how the imam should act. Be responsible leader. Imam is a leader. May Allah bless us, brother and sister. It's too late now, almost 10:45. We pray that you have a safe home back. And we welcome home all the brothers and sisters who just arrived from Umrah. May Allah accept your Umrah to be the Umrah Maqbulan, inshaAllah. So, alhamdulillah, when we see them, we feel very happy. They are back with their family. I think the family also are very happy to see them home. And may Allah Rabbul Alamin give all of us the opportunity one day to perform Umrah in the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahum bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Linda. Ada kan? I had to call her.